Of the BBC, Richard Sharp has announced his resignation.
Britain's public broadcaster having to report that its chairman has to quit over his dealings with a former prime minister.
I feel that this matter may well be a distraction from the corporation's good work were I to remain in post until the end of my term.
In 2020, Richard Sharp helped to arrange a $1 million personal loan application for Boris Johnson, who was prime minister at the time.
Did Mr. Sharp help you with your loan?
Johnson, who doesn't want to talk about it now, later recommended that Sharp should be appointed into the non-executive role in which he was to oversee the quality and impartiality of BBC output. This does call into question the impartiality of Britain's public broadcaster at a high level. Not only that, it's the timeline that's worrying so many people, 2 years before anything was found out. And the staff here didn't know anything until they read about it in a newspaper. Labour, Britain's main opposition party, says Sharp should have already been sacked for his actions.
It's clear that he failed to act appropriately in this process, and it's right that he resigned. But he should have been sacked by the Prime Minister weeks ago, because this whole murky affair and his cosy relationship with the Prime Minister and Rishi Sunak himself has brought untold reputational damage to the BBC.
Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is now under pressure to abandon political appointments at the BBC, but he doesn't want to talk about it.
There's an established appointments process for all these things, and it will be right that we turn to that when the time is right.
And so the BBC has taken a blow to its integrity, and the government once again stands accused of cronyism. Andrew Simmons, Al Jazeera, London.